through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Welcome to Speak Out. It's Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, and why does it feel like Monday today?
What? It isn't Monday? I've got to get a new calendar.
Brother Jim!
Good day to
coming
you.
Coming back for more punishment.
Oh, you know, I just can't stay away. Your magnetic personality.
Nah, it's Groundhog Day. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're right.
It feels like Groundhog Day. It's, what do they call that? A deja vu? The feeling that you've never been there before? Exactly. Brother Jim Russell here. I'm Paul Lavoie. And we've got a special guest in the studio and another special guest coming. I may even play something from Top Gun to welcome him in, right? Because it's the Iceman.
Why one of his songs?
I usually do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bach Zacek is coming in later this hour, towards the bottom of the hour. But first we have Cindy Ritter. She is the president of Havasu Military Moms. Back for more punishment, I see. And welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You got a special event coming up because it's the last Sunday in September. We'll get to that in just a second. But let's see. We need to talk about what's happening on the sports station tonight, which is the Diamondbacks and Braves. D-backs in the last week or two of the season, they're headed for, I think they've lost their 100th game. So, yeah.
Is that an accomplishment to be proud of?
Well, the record is 108, if I remember right. We looked it up, and it was Steve's old team, he loves the Mets. Uh-huh. It is the 62 expansion Mets that lost like 108 games. But the D-backs getting close to that, I'm not sure. I don't know. They have a tough schedule to wrap it up. When you talk about the Braves, the Dodgers, the Rockies, just about everybody has a better record than the Arizona Diamondbacks this year. But game set for 6:40 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night. And then we've got D-backs on Thursday around noon. That's a 12:40 first pitch. And the Panthers at Texans at 5 p.m. on Thursday. And then to round it out on Friday, the Havasu Fighting Knights at Glendale. Steve Greeley will be calling that game along with Bill Beckman. 7 p.m. is the kickoff, and that's at 980 a.m. and KNTRSports.com. Welcome to the team. And let's see, there was something else. Oh, that's right. We have Diamondbacks tickets for this Sunday.
Four to tickets, watch a losing game.
But it's the Dodgers. We have a lot of Dodger fans in town. So the D-backs and Dodgers this Sunday, we have four tickets. Give us a call during the break at 854-KNTR, 854-5687. I was told to say that slower so people would get it. So
you need to give time for the dial to return between numbers.
You know, there's probably some truth to that with some of our listeners. They may still have rotary phones.
I don't think that's politically correct, Paul.
No, I'm just, why not? I mean, there may be some truth to that. They may have hardwired phones in their homes. They don't even have the, what do they call those? The jacks that the phones use now to click into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had a landline in forever.
I
don't even think my condo has a jack for landlines. But anyway.
Yes.
We digress. Cindy Ritter is here. She's back for more this year. President of the Havasu Military Moms. And we need to talk about the last Sunday in September. There is a solemn ceremony for the Gold Star Mothers Candlelit Ceremony. Tell us all about that.
Yes, the Gold Star Moms ceremony is held the last Sunday of September, which is Gold Star Mother's Day. And that is a ceremony where we honor the children that have given their lives for our freedom and for our country. We have 10 kids that we honor. We have 6 Gold Star Moms that actually will be in attendance to the ceremony. And what we do is we talk about each one of the children that gave their life and where some things about them, and then we light a candle in their honor. Like you said, it is a very solemn occasion.
Right.
We're reminding them of the very worst day of their entire life, but I feel it's really important that we do that to bring awareness to our community of really what the sacrifices are that are made for our freedom, and that we try not to take that for granted.
Right, right. If anyone out there has a question for Cindy Ritter, give us a call, 854-5687, 854-KNTR. And you say there's 6 of those families here. Are they all local?
They are now, yes. There's 2 of them that are actually from Arizona. The others were here when their children were killed. So we will honor anyone that has a child that was, you know, that was killed. So if you, you know, have someone that you want us to honor, you can always, you know, contact Lake Havasu City Military Moms, and we will be happy to add that person to the ceremony.
Would that be true for Bullhead and Kingman as well?
Yes, if the people are actually here and want them to be honored here, that would be, you know, that would be fine. Like I said, we want to honor any of them that have sacrificed their lives for our freedom.
Right. Obviously not something you want to add members to as well, but something that needs to be done and is respectful nonetheless.
Exactly.
So tell me about the event. Where is it being held?
It's being held at Wheeler Park. For those of you that may not know where Wheeler Park is, it's in the roundabout right across from the old Kmart building, and it's held in front of the USA statue. It is probably about an hour long. Congressman Gosar will be here, and he's going to speak along with Senator Borelli. And we're also going to this year do a flag folding ceremony, which explains what all of the folds of the flag mean.
13, if I remember right.
13
I believe
folds,
there's.
Huh?
I think there's 13. Yeah. I tried to count it last time I did it. Huh. When I'll take my flag out and unfurl it on the balcony in the where I live, on the condos where I live, and then when I fold it back up, I try to count those.
Oh,
so I'm pretty sure there's 13.
Gosh, I'm impressed.
For the 13 original colonies. Yeah, I think.
Oh.
If George is listening, he can give us a call, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Or one of the Marine Corps League people.
Right.
Yeah. They will know for sure, because I'm not positive.
But there's a meaning behind each fold as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cindy, tell us a bit about your organization.
Well, Military Moms is an organization. We're a 501c3 that we help veterans in town that might need something, along with the Veterans Resource Team. We go to different events to raise funds for us to be able to help our local veterans with, you know, we help them with rent, food, electricity, yeah, gas, you know, whatever it is that they may need. So we've been very fortunate with our community over the last year and a half, 2 years since COVID happened. We haven't had any of the fundraisers, and our community is so generous that
we
still have money, which I was really, really worried about.
Such a giving community we have. We're
right.
so very fortunate.
Right. And then with people sheltering in place at the beginning of the pandemic, that must have had a huge impact on a lot of veterans.
Yes, it did. And I don't think we've really seen the full effect of what, you know, what they went through.
How so?
Well, you know, a lot of them have PTSD. They might have depression. Now they're stuck in their house all the time. They can't go anywhere. They can't talk to anyone. They can't see anyone. So, you know, I've been worried about that aspect of it, as well as we haven't had a lot of people asking for help, which I find extremely odd.
So requests are down?
Yes.
No kidding.
Gee. Yes.
Hmm.
It's very strange. I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop for a while now, and I don't know if it has to do with the rent moratorium. I hope they're all paying their rent anyway if they have the money, you know, so that they're not in, you know, dire straits when that's over. I don't know if it's because they weren't going out, so they weren't spending money. I don't know.
But it's not for a lack of need, if I'm reading into this correctly.
You must
have had quite a need before the pandemic.
Yes, we did. And that's what, you know, I'm comparing the requests to is previous years, and we just knew that this was going to be horrible, and we're like, oh, what
especially
are we going to do?
The isolation aspect.
Right. You know, so we haven't had the requests that we normally have, which is awesome, I think. I'm not really, you know, I'm still waiting, like I said, for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, you don't know whether to celebrate it or
get
worried about it.
You know.
So does that mean that the money that is raised is more or less in limbo right now? There's you're waiting to assist.
It's sitting there. So, you know, fortunately, it didn't go the other way where I was afraid, oh my gosh, we're all going to be, because all of the 501c3s in the community are in the same boat we are. You know, none of us got to do our fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was worried that, oh gosh, we're not going to have any money left.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of a good thing that we do have the money, but.
Yeah, but where?
Where did everybody go?
Yeah, where is everybody? Wow, what a strange conundrum.
Yeah.
I believe that is a conundrum.
Yes, hard to imagine that the need would have gone down. It would have decreased. Boy.
Right. Wow. So if people do have a need, or they have a neighbor that they think may be in crisis or what have you, what is the number they can call? What is your number?
They can call me at 626-327. Mm-hmm. 1077, or they can go into the VFW or the American Legion and explain to them that they're there, they need assistance, and they need to fill out an intake form. And the commanders or the service officers of those organizations know what they need to do. We do vet everyone that makes a request. We need to know why they need the assistance, what they're going to do next month to correct the issue. I have to have a copy of their DD-214, and they have to have an honorable discharge.
You know, Jim, I was looking for my dad's DD-214 for a totally different reason, but I got this card that my sister carries in the bottom of her purse, and it's like it's not a DD-214, but it's more like an Air Force ID card from like 1952.
Wow.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Right. So she sends me a picture of it, and I'm like, I don't think they're going to take that.
No.
What was the card for? Like to get into the PX or something?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was the card he used when he was in the Air Force to identify himself at the gate.
Yeah, sure.
No, that's very cool, though. She
but
has
no,
that.
No picture on it or anything. Uh-huh. It's laminated, but yeah. So, folks, if you need a DD-214, I believe you can get one online with verification at a website. And I'm not sure where that is, but yeah, sometimes the Air Force IDs or the military IDs just don't replace a DD-214, just so you know. All right, we'll be back with more. This is all going to tie into another event that's coming up called The Stand Down on October 2nd, and we'll talk more about that with Cindy Ritter when we come back. Jim Russell and myself will be back with more in a moment on a Tuesday special edition.
Yes.
We'll call it special edition since you're here. Because you're so special.
Yes, that'll put us in league for a Pulitzer Prize, I suspect.
No, Pulitzer's print.
Oh, you're right.
So, all right. Back with more in a moment. Jim's kind of sleepy on Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah, normally it's a day of rest.
Right. Playing music from Top Gun since the Iceman is coming in shortly.
The Iceman cometh.
Yeah,
back I got to say it before you did.
You stole it. We'll be right back. All right, our next guest just wandered into the studio as we play music from the soundtrack of Top Gun. Vox Zacek is here, and Jim Russell here as well. Jim had to go out and find the Iceman.
Yeah.
And Cindy Ritter in the studio as well. Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Mortgage, also Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Thane O'Brien with Spot On. It's a company that helps with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784, or send an email to T O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. If you miss any part of this show, we stream live at KNTRtalk.com, and actually the archives are at KNTRtalk.com, and we stream live there as well. And Jim has a word about our sponsors.
Yes, indeed. We thank them all. They're all good folks, and they just want a shot at your business, so give them a try. And when you do, tell them you heard about them on Speak Out.
See how good he is at that, Bach?
Ching ching. Yep. You gotta pay the bills. You gotta pay the bills.
Right. All right. I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Of course.
Because we're gonna learn about this very important event called the Lake Havasu City Stand Down. Did we have it last year, Cindy?
Yes, we actually had planned on doing a drive through because, you know, with COVID we couldn't have anything inside. So we had planned on doing it out in the parking lot at the Aquatic Center. And somehow a miracle happened, and we were able to start putting people inside. We were limited to the number of people that could be inside at one time, but we did actually get to hold it last year, and it was very successful.
Good.
So,
what do you measure as successful?
The number of veterans that come through for assistance. Right. And last year we had right around 100. Which was pretty good because we didn't think that would happen.
Is that homeless vets or is that all vets?
It's all vets.
Okay.
I believe we had 4 actual homeless vets that came through, and we were able to help them get them the assistance that they needed. Also, we provide lunch, so they were able to have, you know, a good meal, and then of course we gave them backpack full of food and necessities and stuff to take with them.
They've had similar events in Bullhead City as well for the Stand Down, which included like pet vaccinations and things of that sort. Is that true?
Yes, in Bullhead.
What a nice
thing. We have, do that here as well?
We haven't been able to get the vet there to actually do the shots, but we do have dog food and pet supplies for, you know, their pets, because their pets are very, very special to them.
Sure, companion animals.
Right, so we want to make sure that their pets are taken care of as well as them. So we don't have the vet. We haven't been able to get a vet here that can do that.
So tell us about the event on the 2nd.
Okay, well, it's at the Aquatic Center, and the hours are from 10 to 2. It's in the Relics and Rod Room. We have over 40 vendors that will be there that will assist them with legal aid, housing. They can help get their DD-214. There's employment. There's resume guidance. There's help with the VA applications. Havasu Community Health will be there. So there'll be health screenings. They're going to have free COVID shots, COVID testing. There's a whole list of things that they're going to do health-wise there. And then we will be able to handle food needs. And also there's DOD clothing, the surplus clothing that we will have that's for homeless veterans only.
So like a clothing closet.
Correct.
Nice.
Correct.
Well, I imagine that the challenges given today's home prices and rent and things. I imagine that has aggravated the
access to housing.
Golly.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure, because well, you know, boy, there's nothing available to rent here, and if it is, it's not at a reasonable price
that for anybody,
right? For anybody,
homeless,
you know, yeah, let alone a veteran on a fixed income. Gosh. You know, and so I know that we're, you know, working on trying to fix that, but it's not going to be something done overnight.
And it's going to be a slow process. Yes. Havasu and Sedona right now are being called the Vail and Aspen of Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the cost and the price of living that accompanies that here. So anyway, how can people get more information? Is your phone number 626-327-1077?
Correct. And also, we have transportation available. So if you're out there somewhere and you don't have transportation to get here, you can call 928-230-0392 and let them know where you are, and they will come and pick you up.
Do you still have the complimentary lunch this year?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. The Elks graciously have gotten involved with us, and they are providing donuts in the morning, coffee all day, and lunch in the afternoon. So
sounds like a nice combination. Count us in.
I'll just take the coffee all day. Yeah. Military coffee is usually pretty good. You know that, right? All right, and let's remind people what's going on this Sunday night at 6 as they pass by Wheeler Park.
That will be the Gold Star Mother Ceremony. It's at 6 p.m. at Wheeler Park by the USA statue. If you can attend, please do. We need to show our Gold Star mothers and their families our support.
Right, absolutely. Cindy, always good to see you. Thanks for coming back in this year.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
And thanks for what you do.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's truly my honor.
Connecting veterans, very important in the community. So, anyway, we have Cindy's number here again. It's 626-327-1077. And we'll come back with the Iceman. Hear the music, Jim? From Top Gun?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Jim Russell. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
Jako vím, že slunce zítra vyjde znova, zopakuju ti kdykoliv tyhle moje slova, že ty jsi ta, kterou jsem hledal už léta, ty jsi ta, s kterou moje duše skvétá, ta jediná, s kterou šťastnej můžu být.
You recognize that, Jim?
I do.
I wish I could translate.
Maybe, you know, maybe we're lucky enough to have someone in the studio who can translate.
Oh, definitely. And the funny part is, when I queued up the video, I knew it was Bach, because it looked just like Val Kilmer when he was younger.
When he was younger, and yeah. And much, much better looking. Yeah.
Weren't we all, right? Speak Out brought to you, except you, Jim.
Yes.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Connected Computer and Technology, because you're still better looking than both of us put together.
You're right.
All right.
And don't forget
silver hair thing.
Fortunately, this is radio.
Also, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, also SunPower by Esme Electric, and by Bobby and Julie Lewis at the Lewis Team at Coldwell Banker Realty with Brian Vesely and Lori Rule. We should get Bach involved with this, the London Bridge Arm Wrestling Contest.
Uh-huh. Wow. How do you know that there was a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. You can go to KNTRSports.com, go ahead and print out the entry form, if you will, and then $20 contestant fee and the form go to the Flying X Saloon, and that'll be on October 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the X on McCulloch. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the London Bridge in 1971.
Seven hours of arm wrestling? Do you think
I don't
we
know,
can take
man.
It? Or do you think that's one contestant? It's a marathon.
Well, here's there's two tables.
Well, here's another question. Is it Arizona rules, or can I identify as a woman for a day?
Classic. That is the best question I think I've ever had.
I think we'll have to
for
take
any
that
type
to,
of athletic competition.
We'll have to take that to management.
That's very good.
Oh my gosh,
that was amazing. That was amazing. Folks, if you have a question or a concern of give us a call, 854-KNTR, or a better joke than that, which I doubt, 854-5687. And Vox Zacek is here. Always good to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Also known as the Iceman Freestyle Jet Ski Champion.
That's guilty.
Are you still keeping them coming?
Keep them coming.
Are you still training at all? Do you still enter events?
I took a COVID break, you know, okay. Because I figured
with the rest of the world.
Exactly. Well, I've been fortunate enough to do very well in my past years and. Probably my next competition should be the last one. You know, people are, you know, the freestyle people are calling like, when are you gonna stop? So
you want to go out on top.
I want to go on the top, exactly. And I figured, you know, to do it the COVID time where the competition is still there, but it's not the rest, you know, it's not the world competition.
Go out on top while the competition's thin? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, that's the opposite of what I want to do.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm taking a break, because obviously with all the restrictions, you know, international sportsmen cannot make it to the world finals. Couldn't make it last year. Unfortunately, still cannot make it this year until they spend 2 weeks in Mexico and then they jump the wall.
I was going to say, even people in Mexico don't have to spend 2 weeks in Mexico before they come over, do they?
That's a totally different topic. That's a conversation for another day.
Right. But we had the U.S. Freestyle Championship scheduled in Lake Havasu, but they've been postponed, right?
That is very correct. Unfortunately, we had to pull the plug because of these, our competition's been tied with the World Championship as a sort of a last chance qualifier for the freestylers from all around the world who get here for the IGSBA World Finals, which is happening 2 weeks. It's still happening, but our event was supposed to be 2 weeks before that. And, you know, since we figure out, you know, we cannot get any international guys here, plus my TV crew, all my videographers are actually from Europe. You know, they same thing. You know, we couldn't get them in. So we were like, you know, why don't we just refocus for 2022 and, you know, just start with the clean.
So when will those people, like from Europe and other parts of the world, be allowed to travel again?
I believe the 1st of November is the latest from the White House. Yeah,
probably just after the World Final.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
just to punish Scott and I.
But if I'm not mistaken, I don't think this applies to Canada. So our snowbirds, our winter visitors will still kind of will have to jump through the different hoops and loops than Europeans.
Speaking of the World Finals, is that your favorite event locally? Keep in mind, Jim's here.
Well, of course it is. That's the whole reason why I moved here. You know, I remember like yesterday, the first time I showed up here, it was 2008.
Okay.
Was it? It was. I believe so. I believe it was 2008.
Right.
And when I first time showed up here, and it was. Yeah.
Good friends with Scott Frazier?
Oh.
At times.
Can I take fifth?
As good a friend as you can be.
Of course. No,
there
no,
you
no.
Go.
Yeah, no. Scott, no, hey.
Scott's awesome.
Scott, you know, like all of us, you know, Scott can be, you know, difficult, but he can be your best friend. And, you know, all kudos to him for, you know, putting this event together. Without Scott Frazier, we would not have this.
I think he should run for office. What do you think? That's a great answer.
I don't think so.
So things go on, you've already got stuff going to the Crazy Horse, right?
Oh yeah, we have been shuttling trailers so far 2 days straight. Four people are spending their time shuttling trailers from the shop.
Yeah,
it's a
big show.
Beach.
It takes time.
It's a side gig for you right there. Helping to set up.
There you go, man.
Yeah. You're not competing, right? Might as well make money.
Well, and we'll come back.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Jim.
We'll come back to that because that would cut into Vox's side business
of being
an international firearms manufacturer.
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah, I'm employed by my wife's business, and she smuggles guns in the country.
Holy cow.
We probably shouldn't say that on the radio.
Wow. is that something that is going to be manufactured locally?
We are actually, you know, speaking of the official terms, we are 0702 Federal Firearm Manufacturing Facility here in Lake Havasu City.
Oh.
We put guns together here. Yes.
Where's that located?
That's, I can't tell.
Top secret.
Well, top secret
bunker location.
Plus, I signed an NDA. You know, I can't really tell you that.
Okay. Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Right, right. What types of weapons are we talking about?
You know, as you can tell from my accent, I was born in raised in Prague, Czechoslovakia. So we do specialize in Czechoslovakian weaponry. So we bring in Czech rifles manufactured in, well, made in Czech Republic, and then we put them together here, and then we sell them all around this beautiful country.
So you do the assembly here.
Yeah. That's called manufacturing in an eye of an ATF, yes.
Okay. And customization, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we either do historically, we do build them historically correct, like let's say my father was, you know, when he was in the Czechoslovakian army, you know, he would be running around with the rifle like that, exactly like that. Or we kind of, let's say, trick them out into a, like, 2021 standard, so you can put your, you know, optics, red dots on them, suppressors and stuff like that.
Well, I'm not up on my guns, but I do know an AK is from Russia, right? Is it similar to an AK?
We kind of have a bumpy relationship with Russians, you know, Czechs, you know, so
they were perhaps used to shoot at the guys who were carrying the AKs.
No, well, but Czechoslovakia was part of the Soviet bloc.
Negative.
It wasn't?
There's no such a thing as Soviet bloc.
Not anymore.
There never was a Soviet bloc. There was a Soviet Union.
Okay, I'm talking about the nations around, like Poland, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia.
So you're probably talking about what people would refer to as the Eastern European bloc.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. So yes, we were never part of the Union, but obviously, after the fall of Second World War, when, you know, United States and Soviet Union decided where, you know, who's gonna be under whose influence, unfortunately, you know, Russians picked us.
right.
So Czechoslovakia, just to kind of put it in perspective, we were the Western, you know, our borders were with the Western Germany and Austria, you know, so we were right there.
So what are their rifles or the weapons called?
The Czechoslovakian rifles were called VZ-58.
Okay.
VZ stands for model, so it was model 58. It was developed in 1958, and it was started production in 1959 onwards.
And what caliber?
It shot obviously during the Second World War. After the Second World War, Czechoslovakia was part of a Warsaw Pact, which is opposite to NATO, or was opposite to NATO,
right.
And their standard caliber was a Soviet VZ-14.3 cartridge, which is known as a 7.62x39 cartridge.
Sure.
So that's the only one similarity between the VZ-58 and AK-47. Basically.
So right now, a lot of gun owners are finding that ammunition, it's not the availability of guns, it's the availability of ammunition. Is that true for your weapons as well?
And it's going to be even worse because on September 7th, the new legislation that came into effect where basically all ammo manufactured in Russia is banned for importation.
Oh, my goodness.
So, which, by the way, you know, people say, okay, screw the Russians, but 40% of the all ammo sold in the United States is manufactured in Russia.
No.
Wow.
Yes, that's correct.
I have no idea.
Is that largely the 7.62?
Oh, 7.62x39, about the 9mm. You know, obviously all the former Soviet, you know, Tokarev, you know, rifles will, you know, all those calibers are, you know, manufactured in Russia.
So all of the, Remington and all of the companies that come to mind as U.S. ammunition manufacturers don't keep up?
Of course not. They are backlogged for 2 years already. So, you know.
Two years.
Yes, that's the correct number. It is what it is.
Wow. Now, is that vastly increased demand?
Of course. I believe last year we gained something. The estimates are between 8 to 10 million new gun owners. And all those people need ammo, obviously, as well. So, you know, the numbers which are kind of out there is now that within the United States there's a 400 million weapons within, you know, in arms of the civilians.
Gosh.
Are you seeing a lot of the VZs that are manufactured at gun shows?
Not really. No. VZ really is like it's kind of the world's best kept secret. You know, VZ
very special.
It really is. You know, very small. Well, let me put it this way: the all part of Soviet Union and Soviet, let's say, in your term, Soviet bloc. All those,
the
all
Eastern
those,
Eastern bloc.
Yeah, all those countries.
I take a correction.
They were using AK-47s or their variants. You know, made in Bulgaria, Romania, Poland made AKs.
China made a whole lot.
Oh, whole lot, exactly. Unfortunately, we cannot get them anymore since 1996. So, speaking of China, but VZ 58 or Czechoslovakia was the only country which basically told Moscow, said, "No, screw you. We're gonna make ours and we're gonna make it better." So VZ 58 is really, you know, kind of unicorn, you know, from a Soviet, you know, that, you know, com block rifles.
Right.
So does that make my own Chinese AK-47 extremely valuable?
Not extremely, but definitely more valuable than what you paid for. 100%. Yeah.
Because of availability.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you cannot get them anymore.
Not that there weren't a lot made.
Uh-huh.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, and certainly imported, wasn't rare.
And imported, you know, obviously, yeah. they were selling them off of the pallets for $150 bucks, you know, at one point, you know. So
yeah, and it seems to me that was a couple of $100 is what I paid for it a million years ago.
Oh, yeah. Check out gunbroker.com. You'll be surprised.
It would seem then that there would be a huge interest in reloading equipment.
Yes and no, because a lot of the primers and stuff which is needed for reloading, it's still made in Russia.
Oh, gee. Boy, talk about catch 22.
Yes.
So, do these same importation regulations apply against China?
Well, we cannot get anything from China since 1996 anymore, as far as the firearms or the Chinese ammo.
Since 86?
1996.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was 86, too.
Yeah.
Oh. 96.
Oh, well, maybe I said, well, yeah, 96 is
96.
The correct year.
Okay.
1996.
Is there a website where people can see what your company does?
Oh, yeah. We are, you know, pretty straightforward. VZ58USA.com. You know, that's us. We are based in here in Lake Havasu. Unfortunately, right. We do not have a front, you know
storefront.
Storefront, yeah, exactly. As I said, we are a manufacturing facility, but we are able to work with, you know, anybody, you know, in town. We can ship it to Sam's, you know, that's not a problem.
Right. So being as competitive as you are as a world jet ski freestyle champion, it just begs the question, with your knowledge of firearms, is there any type of firearm competition in your future?
Oh, you mean me actually going out and shooting?
Sure. And do you know how to cross-country ski?
Of course, yeah.
You can do, what is that, biathlon?
Yeah, but they shoot 22. Come on now.
Oh, okay. But it's still targets. It's still targets.
Well, by the way, I don't know how somebody can finish last if you have a rifle on your back.
Right? Yes.
How is it possible that you finish last?
Not only that, you're going to have a tough time finding snow.
Yeah, and the other people are in front of you. They're kind of good targets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can shoot them in the leg.
No, I'm just curious. Is there,
how humane?
You know, you could do shooting sports, mm-hmm. you could do archery, you know, gotcha. Any number of things,
well,
after the freestyle.
I know, 100%, but speaking of the 100%, I'm that kind of guy who would like to do things, you know, 100%. So to be able to focus on something like that requires a lot of time, which unfortunately I do not have right now. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day for all of us.
He's going to be on the Olympic team.
That's how it is. But I do, you know, I do have a few courses. You know, I went to, you know, proper training, you know, back in Czech Republic as far as the weaponry and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But, you know, I like to go out and shoot. You know, we actually have a, you know, great group of guys. And whenever the deserts opens up, you know, because now unfortunately, you cannot discharge a firearm in a desert around Havasu because of the, at least on a BLM land. Because
I didn't know that.
Yeah, fire restriction orders, you know, that, you know, on a BLM land, you know, you cannot, you know, if there's a private property, you can shoot all day long. That's not a problem. But on a BLM land.
I thought the county lifted all those restrictions.
But well, but the county wouldn't apply to BLM land.
The county wouldn't
land.
Apply it with
exactly,
BLM.
Exactly. The best thing for you to look up the BLM website, you know, on Arizona, and there will be posted on the front page, you know, if there is a restriction, you know, for as far as the discharging the firearm.
Okay, so let's look. We talked a little bit about, you know, competing in shooting sports and that sort of thing. What about in the jet ski world? Have you thought about putting your own team together as an owner?
Not really. There's way too many, you know, jet skiers. I love those guys to death. I'm one of them. But, you know, there's a 15 guys on the line, and there's a 30 egos. Because even Holder has an ego. So
I'm not following here.
Oh, the Holder, the mechanic.
The guy who
the
holds
staff
you
guy
before you start.
Okay. That's holding the ski.
All right.
He has an ego.
Yeah, that's a whole other way.
Yeah,
that's a sport.
It's an individual sport with everything you can imagine behind it. You know, it's a lot of testosterone going on.
Right.
You know, yeah, so.
Vak, we touched briefly on the world finals on the way by. But so many of the Havasu citizens perhaps are unaware of the importance that Lake Havasu and the IGSPA World Finals.
What do you mean?
Hold,
they don't know?
Hold in
don't
the
tell
sport
me there are,
internationally.
Don't tell me there are people in Lake Havasu City, which is known as the capital of the jet ski racing around the world.
Right.
And they don't know they live in the jet ski capital of the world. Well, that's unheard of.
Yes. It should be illegal. As a matter of fact, you know, thanks to the folks knowledgeable in the community like our CVB and Go Lake Havasu and even Big O Tire that support the event and the sport so generously. There's a great influence in Lake Havasu from jet skiers from all around the world, yourself as a prime example that have come
guilty
here
again
purely because of the sport and because that we truly are the host city for the world titles in that sport, and we're the Indy of jet ski.
And I believe
this year
is the 40th annual, isn't
it?
It
is the
40th
annual.
Are you going to have international participants this year?
A trickle.
There's going to be a few. There are some there's one British guy already on the Buddy Beach.
But doesn't that aspect alone help grow the sport within domestically?
Well, I think Vak will support me in this, that there are many countries in the world where the sport of jet skiing is vastly more popular than it is in the United States.
Well I guess what I'm saying is
we aren't the leader in the sport. We're the leader in the sanctioning body and the event, but the sport in the rest of the world, some parts of the world, it is a major
sport.
Oh, I
get that. If you take it for per capita, yes, I agree. But as far as the number of jet skiers, you know, United States still on the top.
What I'm saying is with those people not here from the international community, it's a good chance for those people who may have been intimidated to race to actually enter.
Sure. But as Vak said, he's an example of those who don't want to take advantage
of
the reduced turnout.
Well, and the reason why I don't want to do it is because I do have a number of trophies. Thank God, not that many.
Yeah.
Which I look at them, I'm like, oh, okay. There was only a few of us there because, I don't know, somebody didn't
it
show
rained
up,
that
you know,
day.
It rained that day, exactly. Yeah. And that's not how I want to go out.
Yeah. You want to say that was a tough year.
Exactly.
That was down to the wire. Trick.
From what I'm hearing with T-Boys, you should have had a Grammy trophy as well.
I have a gold record. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you have a gold record?
I have a gold and platinum. Yeah.
There you go.
Guilty.
Perfect. All right. Always great to have you on the show. Vak Zalcek. He is a freestyle jet ski champion. I'm not going to say what years because it was probably too many to list. Right?
I mean, I don't remember them.
Guilty. All right. Back with more in a moment. We'll have a final shot when we come back on Speak Out. All right, we're back on Speak Out. Lake Havasu Unified School District Special Services coming to the show tomorrow along with Russ Mascari from the Marine Corps. And we're going to be talking about a weekend in October that's special to the Marine Corps. All right, Jim, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Thanks for bringing Bach with you.
You bet. Always my pleasure.
Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News. Have a great afternoon.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.